10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
There you go.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, place where entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. I'm here this evening with my trusty co-host and guest, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. That's very good, Mr. Gene. I like that. Co-host and guest.
I can say it again.
That's all right.
Let's trusty go. Engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby's the guy that makes us look good. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, and I'll ask again. How are you doing, Mr. Dukes?
I'm doing great, Bobby. All right. Yes, I'm going to have to be invited back.
Yes.
Well, we always got a mic reserved for him.
You're always welcome. That's right. We got a special mic with your name on it.
Well, great.
Anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you, tell you what this show is all about. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, and now you know what this show is all about. Again, you can find us out on YouTube and Facebook, and kind of put something in the chat in Facebook, and I guess that you can do the same thing on YouTube. We'll see it, and I won't be able to respond necessarily to you, but I can mention your comments or questions if you have any thoughts like that. So you're more than welcome to share the word and let entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. So Mr. Dukes, how you doing? How you been?
I am doing just fantastic, Mr. Gene. Good to be back. Good to be in here with you tonight. Let's have a good show on the Entrepreneur Hour, Bobby.
I agree with that.
All right.
So, no objections.
Thank you.
This show is dedicated to you beginning entrepreneurs.
Yes, sir.
And it's dedicated to you because I want you to think of how to start a business if you want to have a business. But I'm going to go back to the foundations.
Okay.
Of that. And I'm going to talk about tonight's show is dedicated to visualizing. Like to have you think. This is 2023.
Yes, sir.
And for many of you, I'd like to have you think about what did you think about or see in 2022 And something inside of you says something's going to be different in 2023. But it's not here yet. Maybe you thought of how to produce a difference in 2023. If it's not you, there's several people out there that are doing exactly the same thing, so that in 2023 you get something different that's a version of what you got in 2022. But the purpose that I'm saying that is because I want all of you to think of how we evolve. So I'd like to have you think, I'd like to have you visualize, what do you think is coming that you have a thought for? What is coming in our future that you may have a solution for, that you've thought about? Because that's where entrepreneurs come from. So I was talking earlier to Mr. Dukes, and I had said, think about this. Everything that you could see, touch, or feel, somebody thought about that back in the past and created the world the way it is. It has come from people's thoughts and ideas, every bit of it. So I'm saying that you have those thoughts, similar thoughts or different thoughts going on in your head, and they're probably coming at you, maybe 2,000 a minute, but they're coming at you so fast, they fly in, they fly out. The only thing I want you to do is to recognize that they're coming in and going out. So because somewhere along the line, you may choose one of those and say, this could solve a problem for somebody. So that's what I want you to think about, visualizing what's coming in 2023. I'm going to give you some examples after we take a short break.
Can I say something before you go to break?
Of course, we got time.
I think 23 is going to be the best year of my life.
Of your life?
Of my life.
Okay.
And I think it is because that's what is going to take place throughout the year 23. So when you come back from break, I'll give you my thought on that.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I want you all to begin to think about that so that you can think about what things you might be thinking about. And if they come to you, feel free to call the show and share with us what that might be, because I'm going to be sharing some things with you, and I just want you to share some things back. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
We'll be right back.
So hold on.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
The going gets tough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's when it gets going. So for all you entrepreneurs, it may get tough.
It will get tough.
But that'll be when you start to push a little bit, and things might begin to happen.
That's right.
So tonight's topic is, first of all, I just want to say you're more than welcome to call the show if you like. The number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. And let's see, you can also find us out on YouTube just by going out to Tantalk1340.com. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
There on YouTube, you can find it. You can just search Tantalk Radio Network in the YouTube search bar.
That's
and
it.
It'll be the first video that'll come up is the live one, which is
right
the Entrepreneur
now.
Opportunity Hour.
All right. That's what we're talking about.
I haven't found it yet, but that's okay. Alrighty.
We'll try that experiment later, but I've tried it before and it works.
Okay, but either way, if you got comments, put them in. We'll see them somehow. So I'd like to have you just think about you as an individual. And I stated earlier to think about, I believe that thoughts are coming into your mind faster than you can realize that they're coming. But they're there. Because I stated earlier that everything that you probably see on this earth came from somebody's thought that turned into an opportunity to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
So you're no different by getting thoughts. So the only difference is whether you're willing to share your thoughts as they come, or you choose one or two or three. But the purpose of this show is to let you know that they're there. So I'm going to kind of give you some ways to kind of grasp that, just to think about how that might have happened. So, pardon?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so think about how it might have happened. Think of it this way. Since everything that I said that you see came from somebody's thoughts, then we have created the world and we're going to create more. Okay, so I'm going to kind of give you some examples. I was telling Mr. Dukes earlier, somebody made bricks from sand. Okay? And by putting the bricks together, they could build houses and homes and structures and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But somebody came up with the idea or thought, how could I take this sand and turn it into something else?
That's correct.
I've also since found out that somebody came up with the idea, somebody boiled some sand and they made glass. But the thought had to come from somewhere. And so what I want you to do is to begin to recognize those thoughts that you're getting, because you're supposed to get them. Because as they come, you get a chance to choose which one you think is the one that's going to drive you, but you have the thoughts. Now, in case you forgot that, think back to when you were 3 or 4 years old. People ask you what you think, and you used to tell people what you thought. You used to tell people where you want to be in the future. So we are creating the world that we live in, and I believe many of you out there have that ability because all the other entrepreneurs have it and had it, and they were probably in your shoes at one time, including me.
Mm-hmm. And some of those thoughts don't feel like they fit the puzzle.
Right.
But you got to take them anyway and run with them.
You got to take those thoughts that you have and put them on the forefront.
And grind them down a little.
As Gene just said, they're no good unless you do something with them. But you got to have faith that whichever one you choose can become reality.
All of them.
All of them can, but the one that you choose out of all of them. And yes, Gene said also, you could change in the middle of the screen if it doesn't work. That's true. But we got to get enough faith that you are willing to start that journey.
I want you to recognize they're there. So, and they did not, you didn't come up with them. You were given those thoughts by whoever you think gave them to you. But you were given the thoughts. I'm going to give you some more. But somebody took electricity and made light bulb out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think of entrepreneurs and things that they created looking into their future. Looking at what might be needed. Let's see. Somebody found oil in the ground or liquid and figured out a way to use it to run automobiles. Always there, just been there. I don't know where the oil is going. I don't even know where it comes from. But I know it's there. Now, obviously, we hear stories about some countries have so much oil they give it away. Some countries don't have any. But somebody came up with that thought or idea and turned it into something. Somebody came up with looking at fruits and vegetables out on the land and turned it into wine.
It needs a good drink.
Right. Somebody came up with that. I want you to know you are just, you're in the exact same place that they were in with whatever thought comes to you. So anyway, so as I'm going through the show, if you have any thoughts that you'd like to share, put them in the chat. I think Bobby will let me know if there's some there. And Mr. Dukes may share some of his. But well, I want you to recognize you have thoughts. They're flying at you so fast. One will isolate itself and you'll say, oh, this could do that in the future. So I wanted you to think about it because that's how the future gets created.
That is so true, Mr. Jane. So true, so true.
Well,
now let's put those ideas into work that you have. This is 23. Let's not sit on them. Let's go ahead and move on them. Somebody has the idea that can make a whole big change in 23. Whatever it may be, there is always the opportunity. You're in the land of opportunity, so why not utilize it? Don't let it pass you by.
The opportunities are everywhere.
That's right.
But only you get the ones meant for you. Nobody else has your thoughts. You got them.
That's right.
And so I'd just like to have you think about that. Here's a few more, just in case it's kind of pulsing for some of you. Somebody took a piece of wood or two pieces of wood and decided they could slide down mountains on that on snow.
So they made a snow ski, huh?
Yeah. I mean, but somebody came up with that.
That's true.
That's the whole point that I want you to begin to recognize about your uniqueness and how thoughts come to you. They didn't come to everybody else. They only came to you. And so they work jointly with others based on you doing your part. You're taking it as far as you can. You may need a partner. A partner may come along and say, I'm working on this piece. I didn't know you were working on that as well. Let's put it together and create something else.
Good.
So, I mean, but the point I'm trying to make is entrepreneurs start with their thoughts and ideas. And most of the ideas, they solve a problem for something.
For something or for someone?
Something.
Okay.
Whether you believe it or not, possibly someone, but for something.
All right.
Now, somebody a long time ago thought of looking up at the moon and said, I wonder how could we get there? So I want you to think about it. Somebody came up with that. Somebody came up with building a machine
that would take you there.
Yeah, somebody came up with that.
Yeah.
But somebody built a machine that now is designed to replace humans.
A robot?
Whatever you call it. But I want you to understand somebody came up with the thought. That's the point I want you to begin to recognize. Everything you see, someone came up with the thought to create it.
And a good way to do it is to take a look at how your life has changed in the course of whatever, whether you're young, old,
years.
Or whatever. And think about how they got there. If I was a kid and couldn't have something drop shipped at my front door, but now I can press a button on my phone and it's there in 2 days guaranteed, somebody had to come up with the idea to make that happen.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's things you can do on your computer, on your phone. The fact that that people can sign up with an app and now you have a way of somebody picking you up and dropping you off at another location.
And not using a taxi. And that's
if you didn't have that years ago, then that means somebody had that idea.
That's right.
Yeah.
And somebody got new ideas, and that's what Mr. Gene is trying to impress. Your
ideas
are there to be new.
They're different.
They're different from anybody else.
So. Don't think that there's anything wrong if there's a lot of things going on in your head. You probably heard a lot of people say, I keep getting all these signals. I keep thinking them so much. Because you're being given these thoughts from somewhere. I'm going to use the word the universe. but they're given to you for some reason. And only you don't even know the reason. The difference is, what do you choose to act on? Or what are you driven to act on?
Correct.
And it's not even reinventing the wheel necessarily, because you have someone who sat there and may have, you know, ordered some sort of food by delivery, pizza or something like that, and said, well, what if I can get convenience store snacks? What if I can get alcohol?
Exactly.
What if I can get whatever delivery?
That's right.
And then it keeps on going. Now you got all these, you know, snack deliveries, things like that.
We got food trucks sitting on the side of the street.
Yeah.
I don't have
groceries.
To walk too far to get anything. Now you got groceries being delivered for you.
And freezer trucks and things. Yeah.
But right, so somebody says, I can develop a vehicle, and by us putting the vehicle together along with what you have, we can now get it to X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
Okay, so not, in other words, your idea works in conjunction with other people's ideas.
That it do?
Yeah. It's just important to recognize you got the ones that came to you.
Mm-hmm.
If we all got it, we'd all be doing the same thing. But we cannot do the same thing because we're all unique. So as an entrepreneur, you are unique. It's something you should embrace because it's yours. None of us can look into your head.
Nope.
So you must tell us what's there. So,
correct.
So I'm just going to say that for me, because I've kind of shared this, but since the thought came to me, then I've created a process to use human productivity more effectively so they're more happier and more productive. Thought came in and say, why aren't we using the things that people like doing, good at doing, so that we can pay them to be productive?
That's where entrepreneurs come in, because entrepreneur has that opportunity to do that. They can change that, and they can put that in work.
Yeah, but whatever comes to you is your solution. Not somebody else's. It's yours. And so the only way we're going to know it's yours is when you act on it.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to tell people what your thought is, what your dream is, what is your vision. Because it had to come from somewhere.
And it did.
You were the one that it was given to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't expect anyone else to see your vision or dream. You have to bring it to them. So that you may find that it works in conjunction with somebody else's. So I want you to begin to think about that as far as entrepreneurs go, because that's what's there. But I'm going to kind of bring this a little bit more home to you that I think many of us can relate to. I'm going to choose the area that we're in right now. We're going to talk about that after the break. But I'm going to tell you, in order to bring this home, is how we can visualize what's coming, and I'm going to use, let's just say, the city of Tampa. Okay, how can some people see what's coming down the road? Because I'm going to kind of mention to you what goes into someone planning ahead, because it's about developing your future.
Uh-huh.
So, because everything that's already here, somebody else created it for you to grow into, in order for you to grow into your own future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you're unique. That's why we talk about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. But you are unique, and nobody else has your thoughts or your combination of thoughts. They were given to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to recognize something, someone chose you to be the one to bring something forth that contributes to everyone else. It's important to recognize that, because that's how we grow our future. And I believe all of us get zillions of thoughts. Some of us act on those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us say, why me? Some of us say, I can't. And some decide to say, let me try it. Because you won't know until you try.
That's right.
Simple as that. So I want you to begin to think about that, and I'm going to just kind of make it a little bit more clear, because I'll bring a whole city into the play, that possibly I can help you to recognize how valuable you are. But anyway, you listen to myself and Mr. Dukes and Mr. Bobby. We'll be right back to share a little bit more with you about how to use your vision to create the future. And we'll be right back.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Yes,
no stopping. Be on the move. Don't let nothing stop you and your ideas and your thoughts, because they came to you specifically for you to get out of you to go share that with the world and share it with us so you can go create our future. So I'm talking about how entrepreneurs have created everything that you now see and use. Someone had to come up with those thoughts and ideas as a solution.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the thought, it's there somewhere for a solution. So I decided I would kind of give you an idea to think about this. Right now, we're operating in Clearwater, Florida, out of Tampa. Within the last couple of years, Tampa has begun to grow exponentially with people.
I was hoping you were going to talk about this subject.
Really? Is that right? Okay, well, Tampa has begun to grow. So I'm going to give you some things to think about, though, when it comes down to that, as far as looking down the road in terms of what's coming. Somebody saw that Tampa was a great place to come to. Okay, so in other words, somebody had a vision that where they are now, they could see something coming. Okay, it could have been a lot of things, more businesses, could have been the sports, the entertainment, but someone says that if we get something here, it's going to attract a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that plan could have been in the works 2, 3, 4, or 5 years down the road.
Oh,
somebody
yes.
had the vision of it. The same way you have a vision of the thought that's in your head in terms of what there. Now, why would someone think that? Well, it's possible because of climate change, that people from the north and from the west are wanting to move to another place where we deal with hurricanes and all, but we don't deal with the cold and all that sort of stuff. So in your vision of your solution, why is it in your head? That's the first thing I want you to recognize. Why is it in your head? Because you are the one that's been given the vision or the solution to solve something in the future. Okay, so in this case, someone could predict, based on where the planet's going and the weather patterns, more people are going to be moving out into a more pleasant climate. Where are they going to go?
California and Florida.
Okay, so somebody says, why not look at where we are? If someone had to say that. Now, if you think that more people are coming, then guess what? Then you start building apartment buildings and dwellings so people could live in. So someone could see, well, if the people come, they got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They build it, they will come.
That's right.
Well, someone had to visualize that. And that vision is no different than yours.
That's right.
Okay, it's no different. It's just that you got yours and somebody else had this vision, but the purpose was to solve a problem for a lot of people. But the difference is it's not just here. That could be happening all around the planet. Because at some point, somebody's going to say, let's go to a colder place. Somebody's going to say in a couple of years, they're going to start coming here to relax, which means we're going to build more someplace else because somebody can see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now if they can see the houses and things like that, then of course the rent and the cost of the housing is going to go up because someone sees a solution that they could profit from, but it's no different than the solution that you have that could happen if you're willing to follow it through.
Okay.
If you're willing to get started.
All right.
If you just get started, you'll find the right partners. You'll find the right people. They'll come along because they have a similar vision, similar, but it needs you to make it complete. It's no different than you needing somebody else's to make it complete. So this is how people begin to look down the road. And so I started the show out by saying, what have you visualized or witnessed or went through in 2022 that you could see something different coming in 2023? So if you're willing to share that, you may not, because it's your idea, but it's important for you to recognize if you can see something that's coming, that's how the entrepreneur gets born or created, because they step out and say, I'm going to try it, I'm going to get started, which is really all you got to do, get started. The rest comes after the start. Nothing comes before the thought. Nothing comes before you start, I mean. The thought comes well before you get started. So it's important to know that the thoughts are normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're getting zillions of them passing through your brain. You got to be able to catch the number of thoughts you come up with every few minutes. You got to be able to catch it. They've always been there. It's how do you catch the one that seems to stand out for you? But those thoughts are coming to you, and no one else knows those thoughts are coming to you except you, which means now you got to tell us what you visualize. You got to tell us where you want to go. So in getting back to the Tampa example, well, we got to build more houses and more places for people to stay. And obviously, it's going to create more jobs because we need manpower to create it. So that manpower begins to now involve several other entrepreneurs that are doing their own thing. It involves the educational system, it involves training programs, it involves personalities and sites, it involves a whole bunch of things because somebody else had those visions. Mm-hmm. So I want you to begin to recognize how unique you are, because the only way we can know what vision you have to be willing to share it, regardless of how ridiculous it might sound, because it may solve a problem for you and a whole bunch of others. That's how entrepreneurs get to the point of becoming financially stable and mentally stable entrepreneurs. They go through things, and they can tell you their stories once they tell you how they got there. Because most likely nobody got there the same way any of the others. Okay, so I'm going to just add this right quick. I'm in Florida, so very few of you have been skiing or ski. Although there's quite a few people in Florida that have done it and still do it. However, the difference is you've probably seen ski slopes on TV and in the movies and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so if you can look at a mountain, it has ski trails, and it could be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 trails, but they all lead to one place, which is the top.
Mm-hmm.
So how one person gets there on one slope has nothing to do with how the other person got there on another slope.
Mm-hmm.
So how you're going to get your business going is for you to do your part, because how you're going to get there is unique for you. Doesn't mean everybody else is going to come up your path, because they come up different paths. So that's important for you to begin to look at. As far as I'm concerned, you look at how did other people get there, because so many people will share the path they used to come up to the top.
So right, Mr. Jane.
And they want to hear yours.
And because, we want to hear yours.
Right, because in many cases, for the two or three people that maybe have gotten to the top, they're waiting for you to get there so you can, now the four of you can go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
So entrepreneurship is not singular. It may sound singular, but entrepreneurship involves working with so many other partners and people working with you. But that part of your vision comes along when you decide to get started to implement the vision. Because you know the outcome. What you may not know is how to get there. And you're not supposed to know. You're supposed to get started.
And what you were saying about in Tampa, what's happening, you're saying nobody wants to go alone. So this environment started, this business-friendly and entrepreneur-friendly environment started. Then other entrepreneurs wanted to be in that like-minded setting, so they keep moving there. And then now you have people who are wanting to fund other entrepreneurs' ideas, people who have made it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we seem to be experiencing here.
That's why it's for...
Well, I'm going to share one thing.
Go ahead.
Your ideas come to you, and they work because some other grander, the one who gave you the thought, knows how they're going to fit. It's not going to be anything you're going to know. It's just going to happen that it fits, because that's how partners get born. You don't know you need partners until something comes along and says, hey, we can put this together and it works well. But you can't go look for partners. You can, but they don't work that way. Because they didn't have your dream.
No, they don't have your dream. And they don't have your interest in mind at the beginning. That's why entrepreneur has to take a stand at the beginning on their own until they move to a certain point where they need to develop and help someone else. And that's another thing about entrepreneurs. They're willing to reach out to help someone else that wants to go somewhere. That they don't want to just look like you just ride on my back. I'm willing to help you get to the next point. They have to work together.
Well, they do work together. They work because that's how entrepreneurship works. It works based on making connections. It works based on who knows who that knows who. And you can't predict how that's going to happen. You could travel halfway across the country or into another country on the planet and run into that partner that's waiting for you to come along, or you're waiting for that person to come along. It's out of your control. Your only role is to get started. All the things happen after the start.
That's true.
They happen along the way.
They have to walk out there and start it.
Right.
You have to be able to do that. If you don't, then you won't.
That's right. Because think of all the people you may know that haven't shared any ideas. That's one group. Think of all the groups that have shared ideas. They're waiting to get started. And you may know some, they've been waiting 5, 10 years, they've gotten 5 years old to 10 years, waiting to start. Okay? So I want to make sure you become aware of that. Waiting to start.
What do they mean?
Whoops, it means that for some reason somebody's trying to contact me. Just excuse me, because
might have an idea.
He might have an idea. It may be the one that called and want to talk to us about their idea.
Better answer. It might be $1 million idea. No.
It could be, but call the show. Call the show so we can
bring it on.
With the
come
rest
on,
of
come
the world.
On, entrepreneurs. Call into the show. I'm just a guest tonight, so call the show.
Yeah, he is just a guest tonight. So
I miss Lola.
but I'm going to take the word guest out. You're a guest. but I won't. I want you to begin to think about, you have something within you. It's important for you to recognize it's there. And it came to you. You didn't plan to have it come. You didn't think it was going to come. You didn't know it was going to come. But it came to you. And the only thing that's missing is, when do you get started on it? and there's no shortcuts. So there's a lot of people who will go through their lifetime with all of these thoughts and just never acted on any of them. And I'm not in a position to say whether that's by design or anything else. But an entrepreneur doesn't become one of those. The entrepreneur is the one who steps out and mm-hmm. gets started, because everything starts where they start. So that's what I'd like to have you just think about. So, but if you look at the connections that I just got you mentioning in the example about Tampa, then what follows are the combinations of several other people's ideas based on the thoughts that they were given. So that's how things fit into the world. They're meant to fit along with other people that were given something that they got started on. And most likely no two people start on the same thing at the same time.
Okay? Correct, Mr. Gene. Yeah. I like the idea that as what you said about, one thing I say is this, and we started a show, what did you see in 2022 that you would like to see or make an improvement or make a change in 2023?
Because is that a question?
That's a question.
You're asking me?
I'm asking the audience.
Oh, the audience.
You know, because you have seen something in 2022 and you have an idea in your mind that you would like to see happen in 2023. So what you need to do is put your foot forward and go ahead and present that idea and let it proceed by itself. It'll do it. But don't hold that idea that you saw in 22 and don't want to put it on the market in 23. Don't be afraid to tell nobody about your idea. They can't take it away from you. And matter of fact, you'll be surprised how much help you get with your idea. So, as Mr. Gene said earlier, this is what entrepreneurs are all about. They are trying to build a future, or they are trying to help somebody else along the way. So, entrepreneurs out there, if you're out there waiting and wondering, should I start my journey? Yes, you should start now. Now is the time. Whatever it is, present it. And let's move forward with your idea.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner or later. It's going to happen. So, we're going to take a short break. So to hear a little bit more from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. If you got any thoughts, feel free to give us a call. The number's right in front of you, or go out and send us a text. We'll be looking for it.
Give us a call.
Thanks.
We're here.
We'll be right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yep,
money!
That's what it's all about.
That's what some people want to make, is money, money, money. We're talking tonight about just getting started. Yes. Taking the vision that has come to you or the thought that has come to you and deciding that it was only meant to come through you and just step out on it and try it, because you're going to get many more that are still coming. So that's what I want you to begin to realize. You're okay if they're coming. You're supposed to have so many. You're supposed to be bombarded so that you can choose the one that you think is the correct one, and you'll discover that once you choose and get started. That's why multiple thoughts are coming. But you're not the only one. They're going to a whole bunch of other people because they're creating the planet by which we live on. And for some of you, we're living at a date and time where all of you who thought about going off this planet, it's now becoming normal. It's becoming normal, and many of you just finding out about it, but it's normal.
It's going to Mars now.
But it came from someone's thought. That's the point I wanted to bring out. I want you to just to keep thinking about it. You are indeed unique, and if you were chosen to have the thought, it's important to know you were given the thought. Simple as that. You don't know why it was given. You can go share the thought. But you were given it to get started. So that's how entrepreneurs are born. And that's how entrepreneurs, many of them do quite well. Some I can't say fail, because there's no such thing as fail. Some mm-hmm. choose to change directions along, because maybe that's part of the plan. You take it so far and then let someone else pick it up and take it the rest of the way.
Oh, you close the doors.
You know, but those things happen. But I'm just going to suggest that we were talking about this earlier, but we all have one life and we don't know when it's over. And so I like to have you think about how would you like to spend the rest of it, given that you have ideas and thoughts of things that you could contribute to yourself as well as to many others, because you're using things that someone else has created for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming aware of how all these things have gotten here and how all these things are a part of how we live as humans. Now,
well,
I just got you mentioned about going to Mars. Yeah. But I'm going to go back to possibly somebody saw the wind blowing and said, we could make something to fly with the wind. I want you to think about it. Somebody had to get that idea. What if, I don't know, I see the leaves blowing around. What can we make that allow us to be, you know, get blown around? But then how do we control where we're being blown to? All of those thoughts came from humans. Okay? And I may not be correct. I haven't met anyone off the planet that I know of, but it's possible.
Well, you know, you still got a few days left. You might meet somebody.
Well, they come from somewhere. And what would happen if you discovered you were given something by someone or something else in order to build this planet, in order to keep it going where it's going, so that your thoughts and ideas helped many others? Because mm-hmm. it's all part of the chain of human existence. Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to step out on their belief of getting started. I don't think any of those gave you any promises. So getting started is the key to almost anything. Now, for those of you that this is too much, getting started with a girlfriend probably is nothing new. The difference is you know you got started. That's the difference.
Who started with a girlfriend?
Hopefully. Girlfriend or boyfriend, doesn't matter. But it's important to know who started it, because you can start again. But it still came from a thought of getting started. So many of you have the thoughts of helping large groups of people, or you have the thoughts of making the planet a better place. But someone has created all of what you have access to. And if you were given a thought, and you don't even know why, but you were given a thought that said, let me act on this, possibly you're supposed to do that. That's all I'm trying to say. That's what this Entrepreneur Hour is all about. It's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Nobody else has your thought or dream or vision, which means us sharing to help you achieve your thought or dream. That's what it's all about, because you'll find yourself sharing with other people as well.
That's right.
And without being asked, you're a volunteer. You will want to share with others because someone's sharing with you. Nobody has built anything by themselves. So
it's funny you mentioned that, because watched this clip on the TV about Mr. Kissin's speech to the college about entrepreneurship, about creating in the world, and I just thought this was so fitting.
So not alone.
We know that the way to improve the world is to work, is to create. It is to build.
So, that's two of us.
It's longer than that, but...
Yeah, right, but yeah. That's two of us to know that. You've been given something that only was given to you. And your only job is to get started on it. Go create it. Because it's going to involve others who have something that helps you, and you're helping them, but it's getting started. The hardest thing to do is to get started. That's the most difficult thing. Get started and staying with it, because it's all new stuff. You can't expect to know it. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to go learn it. That's what it's all about. So all of the things that you see now on this planet, or feel, or touch, someone had to create it. And you are no different than them if you've been given the thought or the vision to create it. Your only job is whether you make a decision to get started. That's all. So for 2023, I'd like to have you think about, what have you visualized coming in 2023 that you visualize is coming? And possibly you're the one that's supposed to make it happen. Possibly.
That's possible.
But it could be something you see 5 years from now or 10 years from now. Because that's where visionary and people who have visions can see. They can see into the future how things will change based on where they're going right now. So you may have those thoughts. It's important for you to recognize you were chosen to have them. And no one else is supposed to have them. You can't expect anyone else to understand you have them. Your only role is to get started. That's all. It's to get started, because it's going to take many steps, most likely, many steps, many, many ups and downs, many paths in order to get your vision, whether your vision out there, whether it's a product or a service, but it makes a difference somewhere for us. It affects all of us. But I hear the music, which means our time's up. You listen to Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And I want you to know that all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, and willing to do, you literally can do it your way, because you were given the plan. No one else was. So go make it happen, because that's how you can literally say you did it your way, along with help from so many others that you could never envision. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Join.